You're listening to Fritz and Friends on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Chief Tom Cochran of the Lansing Fire Department. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Very well, Cheryl. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much for asking. You were involved in a great ceremony today with the visit of the Patriot flag that hung in front of the Capitol today. Tell me about that ceremony.
Well, it was a very moving ceremony. This Patriot flag is actually a national project that started in California a little over a year and a half ago. And it was actually at the funeral of a World War II veteran that some people got together and wanted to find a way to honor, commemorate the 10th anniversary of September 11th. And some local businessmen in California donated the flag, and it will be flown in all 50 capitals throughout the country, making its way eventually to Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and to the Pentagon. And eventually will be flown at Ground Zero on or about September 11th, again, the 10th anniversary. And then it will be housed at the Trade Center Memorial that will be built, eventually built. So we are very honored to be a part of it. And it actually started a little over a year ago that I was in contact with the people and having conversations and scheduled this over 6 months ago. We had scheduled to be here today.
Well, it had to be an amazing Truscott Rossman actually had a live streaming camera up from their offices, which overlooked the front of the Capitol, and I was able to watch the flag because I couldn't go downtown. It was spectacular. I mean, the size of the flag alone.
Well, we have a very large flag for our September 11th memorial, and this thing, it dwarfs the flag that we put up. And it truly was very moving to be a part of that. And we walked it from Wentworth Park, which is on Shiawassee and Grand, where our September 11th memorial is located across from the Radisson, and to walk it up Ottawa Street with firefighters, police officers, and civilians. And we had the flag totally unfurled. Again, 30 by 60 or 55 foot, and walking down the street, making our way to the Capitol, and then with a highball crane and hoisted it up. Again, it flowed. The flag flew from 9 a.m. this morning till 2 o'clock this afternoon. And the other really neat thing about it was, Cheryl, was there was a small piece of a flag and a guest book that people were able to sign that will be a part of the memorial.
Well, and I'm looking at a picture that was in the Lansing State Journal of the flag being walked. It's just plain stirring. I mean, it's very emotional to see.
Oh, it was. It was truly. It was a very beautiful sight. And Lansing, we should be very proud. I was hoping we'd have a better turnout, and it was really afterwards when we were taking the flag down. I actually was not able to be down there to help, and we had crews. Firefighters are down there taking it down, and a lot of civilians were standing around, and the firefighters kind of drafted them into assistance and helping with the flag, and they were just very moved to think that they were going to be able to be a part of putting their hands on the flag and folding it. And then the project is really awesome. FedEx is taking care of all this, and it's making its way from a number of communities. We received it from Pennsylvania, and it's on its way to Virginia, where it'll be flown in Virginia on Saturday. And again, it's going to make its way across the country, back and forth to various locations, and it will be eventually make its way, as I said, to the three sites from September 11th. So, it was extremely moving to be a part of this.
Well, and this is the only appearance the flag will make in Michigan, so for it to be here in Lansing is pretty extraordinary. This flag, of course, a tribute to first responders and the military as well.
Absolutely. I mean, and we had military honor guard there. We had veterans, World War II veteran represented in Vietnam, and I believe there's a Korean veteran. They led us in the Pledge of Allegiance. We had the Glen Aaron Pipe Band. Terry Carroll was there, and he's always a great part of our ceremony. And it means even more with the 10th anniversary. And, you know, the firefighters say we must never forget. We can never forget those that lost their lives that day. not only the first responders, the firefighters and police officers, but certainly the innocents, the civilians that were simply living their lives and going to work. And it wasn't just Americans. I mean, there were, you know, there was a lot of people represented from a lot of countries that lost their lives that day. Well, Muslims as well as Christians. So.
Oh, without question. And it cannot be lost that this is the first time this flag has flown since the events of Sunday.
That's true. I mean, that makes it even more poignant to think that the events that took place on Sunday with Bin Laden being killed and the fact that it's here in Michigan. I mean, it's kind of it's hard for me to certainly celebrate someone's death, but if this gentleman caused so much pain to so many people, that and for it to the flag to be here, for this to be, you know, certainly not a closure to this, but to memorialize again the 10th anniversary, for Lansing to be a part of it, we're extremely proud, and it was a wonderful event.
Well, I'm sorry I couldn't be there. I enjoyed following it through media that we have now, allowed me to see it flying beautifully, hanging from the crane in front of the Capitol. Sir, as always, I appreciate any time that you give me, and I appreciate your time this evening to tell us about this wonderful event and your involvement with it, along with firefighters in the area.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. Have a good night.
Thank you. You as well. We've been speaking with Chief Tom Cochran of the Lansing Fire Department on the ceremony downtown at the Capitol today, the flying of the Patriot flag in Michigan. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.